Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. Today, I would like to talk about how do you get past a betrayal? Simon, kick us off.
So I guess my first question is, what do you mean by betrayal? Because sometimes that could be, a proper betrayal, as in you had reasonable expectations and you got treated in a way that you might view is wrong. But it also could be that you had the wrong expectations to start with. And maybe the accurate response is a bit of self-reflection. So it's a kind of complex subject, really.
For me, betrayal, that word means that I trusted someone. There was an emotional expectation that I deemed to be reasonable. And they breached my trust in a way that harmed me and benefited them. That's what betrayal means to me.
How do you know that's not all in your head?
It could be, but that's part of getting past it, right? Is determining, is it in my head or was I wronged?
So I think I'd respond to that maybe next, just saying, so if you can determine that it truly is betrayal, right, then determine if this relationship and experience is something you want to continue to invest in. So sometimes just the art of moving past something is to acknowledge if you're willing to repair a relationship and create that further investment. I love the work of like William Bridges. He does that death and dying model about change and understanding sort of the valley of despair. And so I think in a relationship, you have to say, if you're going to like create a bridge and just jump over it and repair that trust, or do you need to scaffold and kind of build a new relationship? Or the third area would be, do you take a whole totally different path and just kind of let there be growth in understanding the relationship that you have and the reflection of that relationship and the betrayal that you experience?
Mm-hmm. This is complex because I think that it, much to like Simon, what Simon was referring to is like, it can be small, like it can feel, I've been talking a lot recently in my podcast about relationship with experts when we hire somebody into the business and expect things from them. So there can feel like a betrayal there, like somebody ghosts you or you didn't get what you said that they would do. So in a professional sense, like you, I think it is really good to assess because ultimately you may have to try again, maybe not with this person, but if you didn't get the thing you needed in business, you probably still need the thing if things went south. Mm. So that reflection piece, getting really clear about your role, whatever it is, I think is very helpful in moving past it because like in a personal sense, you know, what Catherine was just saying with relationships, but like in a business sense, if I needed in my experience, a website, I trusted somebody, they didn't give me what I needed. Things went south. I probably still need the website, but now I got to figure out how to go about doing it. So I think really having a way to work through your part of it and getting clear about what you need from that person can help you work through that professional betrayal.
Mm. So Simon, having heard all of that.
Well, I'd sort of gone for a little bit of a wander and sort of, you know, one way of dealing with betrayal is to hold a grudge forever and ever and never seek a resolution. And you know, that's not going to help you in a business sense because you haven't learned anything and you're probably going to have that same circumstance happen again. And probably similar in your personal thing. But I think that it requires the right timing and strength to be able to move on as well.
Hmm. So when you say move on, do you mean repair or do you mean move on, like eliminate? Because I know for me, betrayal is a pretty strong word. And if you've betrayed me, you're toxic. I'm done. I'm out.
But I think a lot of people might hold a grudge and keep the betrayal on the agenda. I think the only thing I would know for certain, according to my values, is if you've been betrayed, you need to deal with it and move on by
yourself.
Repairing or protecting yourself or whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. But holding on to it is about the only thing that is not going to make you happier.
Okay, so let's talk about that because I agree with that. Let's talk about how do you, regardless of the other person, what they did, whatever happened, how do you manage betrayal and move past it? What advice do we have for people who have to engage in that growth?
Be brave. Be willing to see things about yourself and what happened that you probably don't want to see.
I would add maybe determine like how much reflection you really want to put into this, and understand like not every, you can't influence everyone to change and maybe come back to you and be in a relationship. So you have to almost kind of come to a point with yourself and say, how much effort am I going to put into this? Or do I need to put into this? Or do I want to put into this? Mm-hmm. And if you kind of give yourself some of those boundaries, you can create a pathway that's either going to say, I'm going to make my way back to trust this person and work together with them and be in a relationship with them, or I'm going to chart my own path with the learnings that I have and move forward, because not everybody will meet your expectations again.
I think if you can't move on, it's probably a sign that you've got a little bit of personal growth to do. I'd imagine, Robin, that's the kind of thing that professionally people rock up to your door and go, well, they probably go, they're probably complaining about the other person, but you know, in the end, you're going to be orientating them around to what can they do.
Yeah. And that's absolutely true, that if you can't let go of something, so there's kind of two pieces. If you can't let go of it, then that's an issue we can work on. But if you keep, and my TEDx talk talks about this, if you keep going to a well that's empty looking for a drink, that's something you need to change. If the well is empty, stop going there. And I see a lot of people do that, that they keep circling back and they're angry about this person that keeps betraying them. And I'm like, well, why do you keep putting yourself in a position to be betrayed? Like, what are you doing?
It's a form of self-harm, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is. So getting over betrayal, first of all, one of the hardest things to do, for me at least, and this is a personal thing, is forgiving myself for believing someone, for trusting someone who could betray me, for not being a better judge of character. And that isn't something that I can ever hold myself accountable to. And like, well, in the future, I'm going to be tougher and I'm not going to let that. No, because that, I don't want to be that person. So I have to allow myself to be open to allowing someone to teach me who they are. But once they teach me who they are, I can believe them and I don't have to learn that lesson the second time.
Someone once said, you have my trust until you don't.
Yeah.
And I don't know who said that, but you know, you can kind of put those personal boundaries in to say, that's when I start the learning, right? If that happens, these are the mistakes that I have to be aware of in, you know, my own self of understanding another person.
Yeah.
So if one was an enlightened being, you know, done all the growth that you could possibly do, could you be betrayed?
Well, so isn't betrayal about trusting someone and allowing them to break that trust without being jaded or angry or any of that? So yes, if betrayal is them breaking your trust, absolutely that can happen. Can you have a lesser emotional response to it? Yes.
But is all breaking of trust betrayal? Betrayal is a very strong word.
Betrayal is a very strong word. And no, I don't, for me personally, not all breaking of trust is betrayal.
I think that's an interesting way to think about it, Simon, because yeah, a betrayal also, for me, implies a lot of expectation. Like I trusted you, and so
right,
these are the rules of engagements. And maybe, you know, as we become more enlightened beings and do more, then we place less of our expectations on those relationships,
and we get better at creating agreements rather than expectations. Because agreements are more about, let's have a conversation. Now, I have had situations where I've had agreements with people and they've lied to me for their benefit. So that's a whole separate challenge. But
yeah, and of course, it's a very complex set of situations, both romantically and also at work. You know, there are different considerations going on there. But I think, yeah, as you maybe grow to know yourself a bit more and the world a bit more, you probably set yourself up for less situations where you are betrayed, or you where you feel betrayed.
Yeah. So that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me about betrayal. Such a deep subject. Obviously, I have personal experience with it, and I appreciate you guys sharing your thoughts with me. I look forward to our next conversation.